And now this is a dictation for Andrea Wood, W-O-O-D, June 1357. I was able to talk to Transplant Nephrology University of Michigan, Dr. Lu, L-U. I also talked to Andrea days ago, evidence of some degree of volume contraction. I decreased the Biomex from 2 to 1 milligram. She has not noticed any worsening of edema or difficulty breathing, and blood pressure remains in the 110s, 120s, over 70s and 80s. We are going to decrease Biomex to 1 milligram every 4 days a week, 3 days without, and continue to monitor above issues. We did a kidney transplant ultrasound because of change of kidney function, normal size, no obstruction, incidental two renal cyst. Nothing to suggest renal artery stenosis. Next paragraph, she's doing weekly chemistries, stable anemia, minor low platelet count, and large red blood cells, 106. Protein creatinine ratio normal, less than 0.2. Keeping Tacro at low level in the 4 to 7, she is 5.4. Urine shows no blood, trace amount of protein, no bacteria. Cytomegalovirus PCR is still detected at 641 units per ml. She is compliant with new antiviral medication. Some improvement, or probably the same creatinine at 2.18, previously 2.27, normal electrolyte acid base, normal nutrition calcium phosphorus, normal glucose. Awaiting results of B, as in boy, K virus on blood. Next paragraph, she told me, saw Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, cardiology today, because of prior echocardiogram finding at Midland in April for question left ventricular out track or outflow obstruction. He advised some new medications. Dr. Lu, L-U, is aware of that. She would like to get a second opinion, cardiologist at University of Michigan, to minimize any new medications and side effects. I relate to Andrea my discussion with Dr. Lu, potential renal biopsy. It's true that it will not change present treatment for cytomegalovirus. She will not be a candidate for aggressive immunosuppressants because of that. And we are already keeping Tacro levels in the lower area, so far without evidence of interaction with the new antiviral. The concern has been persistent detectable CMV, that might require more aggressive antiviral treatment because of the risk associated to morbidity, mortality with uncontrolled viral infection, potential at the cost of sacrificing the kidney transplant function if she requires more aggressive antiviral medication like foscarnet, F-O-S-C-A-R-N-E-T, with the associated nephrotoxicity. All questions answered. Continue to monitor. End of dictation.